from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me today on Impact Catalyst is Effie Santos, who is the founder and chief strategist at Redroot Strategies. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am adjusting and not moving around a lot, but it's the nature of the beast right now.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It's a different world.
And your world is heavily impacted by this different world in that you work with nonprofits and corporations, all are whom are struggling to pivot and reimagine how they're going to exist into the coming, into the year and somewhat into the forever future because of the impact of the pandemic and what is changing now and what it'll change into the future. One of the things you've jumped out immediately is to look for how to help nonprofits who are no longer able to have the in-person galas that they so critically rely on. And I think you're coming at it from a really clever point of view. Can you dig into a little bit about how you're reimagining experiences?
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right. The nonprofits are in a panic right now and they're really stuck. They don't know what to do to carry on their shows, so to speak, their galas, their luncheon, breakfast. All of those are tied to dollars, which ties into their mission and making sure they execute it. And now more than ever, we need those nonprofits around to help our community and our people for what they're going through on various levels with the pandemic. So with that, we have launched Reimagine Experiences, Redroot Strategies, and a longtime collaborative partner of ours, Kingham Creative. From a planning aspect, from an event planning, Kingham Creative comes in, and from Redroot Strategies, we help them continue engagement on a different platform with corporate donors, individual donors, and ensure that the guest has a very engaging experience. So we are literally reimagining those experiences to help those nonprofits carry and execute their galas or luncheons on a streaming platform. So as you know, there are so many different streaming platforms. So we've really taken the time to vet over 50 of them and have a good number of them in our toolbox to make sense for whatever that organization is looking for. And I believe the power of Reimagine Experiences is we are redefining what communication is. And so we're broadening what fundraising should look like. The nonprofit can gain greater exposure because now, just with an internet connection, we can go global. So they can share their message and gain donors and audiences, not just in Tampa or St. Pete here, throughout the state, throughout the country, and also throughout the world. And that's impactful. And bringing in that diversity is very exciting. So we have really helped them pivot to ensure they can focus on what they do best, and that's their mission.
So if you look at the last in-person gala that an organization had and how much they were able to raise in that, what do you see as the biggest challenges to getting that same amount in a virtual gala?
I see the biggest concerns, nonprofits want to make sure that there's engagement when we are speaking on the virtual platforms. The biggest advantage is the cost is much less. They're not paying for food and beverage. They're not paying for a hall at a hotel or at an event space. So definitely that lowers down the pricing. But they can still engage their silent auctions. They can still engage live auctions, text to give. All of those functions are multifaceted in the experience. And another big concern is the technology piece. And I think that's with a lot of businesses and organizations, as we've had a pivot to work from home and such, is I don't know technology. So we've created this turnkey solution, especially for nonprofits. Not only do we have our partners on the production and AV side, but we're coming in from taking your live event to a streaming experience, but also helping attract the right audience and creating greater exposure and elevating their brand.
There's definitely a formula that a lot of galas follow, and you know, it's really getting into the mission, bringing up some of the recipients and the benefactors, perhaps depending on what the what the organization's looking to make an impact in. But they all seem to culminate, frankly, after a few glasses of champagne and a couple heartfelt speeches, to a big raise at the end of each one, and that's that's a there's an unmistakable building of emotion that happens throughout that entire experience, being in the room with the people around you, dressed up, and just really flowing with that. And that plays no small part in some of the, the bigger gifts that are given towards the end of the night. So how do you, how do you translate that and transfer that experience into the digital realm?
So you're exactly right. I think the heartfelt stories and highlighting and showcasing what the nonprofit's mission is. And so whether we're honoring heroes or we're sharing stories of families, it's very heartfelt. It's all about the storytelling and really showcasing their mission. And so when you talk about champagne, what we've worked very hard is to create business partners within the community to help elevate their business too. So can you imagine, Joe, if you were going to a gala on a Saturday night and that morning you received two bottles of champagne and maybe some gifts from that organization that really hits the mission. So you're receiving that, or maybe you're receiving food from a local restaurant. So you're able to have your champagne and your food while, you can still get dressed up. So it's really, what is the tone that the nonprofit, do they still want that gala style? So I think it starts from, as they're inviting their guests, is setting the right tone, but we've encompassed where makes a very special experience for their attendees and their sponsors to encompass businesses around to create, send them gift packages. Maybe it's a party package based on what the theme is. So they can still have that feel of that connecting, chatting with one another. Maybe you're part of the VIP group. So there's a special group in a room that you're with those 20 individuals that all can chat. And so what we're seeing and what we're hearing a lot too is that gala dressing up, so expensive to be a part of that live experience. It was excluding a lot of people from attending these events. And so if we're not exposing our mission then to more people, it's a downside to the nonprofit. So we're seeing where a ticket price of $25 to $75, it's much more digestible than spending $150 to $200 and then having to rent a tuxedo or to rent a dress, worry about transportation. And as we've surveyed a lot of people, they really like being at home and not having to worry about transportation and dressing up and parking and all of those other aspects that come with a live event.
Interesting. So when you talk about the VIP rooms and the networking and selling the tickets at, even at that level for a virtual event, it sounds like then it's still important to have it as a live event, even if it's virtual. So you still want the opportunity for people to show up and feel the energy of a live presenter, maybe cutting to some pre-recorded things, but then also baking in some of that interaction between the guests as well to make it to mimic the live event.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, based on the experience with one of our clients, we started with, can you imagine the Dick Clark's New Year's Eve live production where they're coming from LA and from New York and having, We set up the experience where each ambassador would have 10 to 15 people in their home. So keeping it small, but having that intimate party style. And so when you arrive to the experience and you start streaming, we have a DJ, we have the CEO of the organization welcoming, and through the production, we're able to bring people from not only Tampa, but from different parts of the country. So we tell our clients, envision a TV show. That is really what we're creating. So we can do live content. We can do live speakers, pre-recorded speakers. We help coach our speakers to really keep the elevate the experience in the event. So what to wear and how to stand or to sit during, you know, they're part of the experience. So it's really cool with a lot of these tools. If we have another client doing a chef's event, so we have five local chefs. So prior to the event, you register and you get to pick which chef room will you go into. And so we'll have those foods delivered to the guests. So it makes it a little different. Or do we bring, we have another client that just moved into a brand new building. They're so excited about doing a grand opening and having the community part of that. And unfortunately, that's not going to be able to be live, but we're going to be able to take that to a different platform, a virtual platform, and have those vendors still be showcased in their open house and along with their sponsors as well.
That's great. So it seems like one of those things where it was born of necessity, but it really when you unlock the potential, it holds you, you think, why didn't we do this all along? You know, even when we didn't have to open up the events to the whole world. And, you know, even if it looks like probably the future is some sort of hybrid where we'll never get completely rid of the virtual aspects of it because people have already built the technology. And like you said, there's a ton of additional value there, even when we move back to the in-person events.
You're spot on there where we feel the same. We feel that there will be a hybrid approach. We are seeing numbers of giving. The people that are attending are more vested. So some organizations are gaining 30 to 40% more increase in their revenue than they did their prior year for a live event. So I think by necessity, we're here today at this intersection, but this has been a long time coming, just taking fundraising to another level.
So you started Red Root because you saw an inefficiency that there was value being left on the table between that could be provided to the corporations and to the nonprofits if they were only able to, you know, find out about each other and find smart ways to connect. And so you wanted to solve that sort of injustice in the world. Now that you've done this for a number of years, what remains, do you think, the biggest injustice that's out there between in connecting nonprofits to for-profit corporations?
I think is really identifying the common goals between the company and the cause. And I don't feel like the organizations are taking the time to really align themselves with a long-term partner. And saying partner doesn't just mean dollars. So I tell my nonprofit clients, it's not all about stroking a check, so stop asking for money. Relationships are a two-way street. So how do you build partnerships? Programs in your nonprofit organization that you can go out and help these companies that truly align with your mission, your goals, and be able to help them. An example of that, Joe, would be a domestic violence shelter. If that nonprofit is able to go talk to companies, talk to their employees about the resources they have, I promise you this, there's someone in that company that can utilize those services or someone they know. So now they're helping to cascade and their mission and what they're doing, but along with bringing value to those companies to offer those as an extension of resources. So it's really growing a partnership together. And I think we're so used to, I hear companies say, we don't want to go to the galas. We don't want the brand exposure. We really want to be a part. I want my employees to be a part of something because we know now that people in the workplace want to have a little bit more purpose than just showing up and doing a job. And they become a little bit more committed to the company that they're working for and get fulfilled more from a personal level to be able to use some of their qualities and skill sets that maybe they can't use in their job, in their role for their company. So it's just an all around developing those good aligned partnerships, and how do we deepen them so where nonprofits can step off that hamster wheel and just do things a little bit different. So the core of Red Root, who we are, is about the connections and creating those introductions.
In some extent, you're getting a bit of a tailwind from demand, because as you mentioned, the consumers demand that corporations do more than stroke a check. They demand them to stand for things and to show how they're making an impact. And that also then applies to employees as well, wanting that same understanding of where corporations stand and what impact they're making as a total part of their brand affinity. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And making sure that they're communicating their philanthropic efforts, becoming sustainable. That word sustainability is very broad. But are we helping them with their triple bottom line through their people, planet, and profit? Because we really feel if every business leads with purpose, they will become more sustainable. They'll be able to attract those. They'll stand apart from the other companies and attract that top talent that will help them continue to grow as well.
Wonderful. I've enjoyed the conversation. Thank you very much. Effie Santos from Red Root Strategies. We'll thank you for the good work you're doing, and we'll continue to follow along.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
From stpetecatalyst.com.